Since iTunes only keeps the last 100 episodes of any show, some of our show topics that seem to help the most people are no longer available when people search on iTunes. So, in an effort to make that information available to more people, from time to time we're going to re-air some of our most popular show topics. You can also go to kickitnaturally.com and search for any topic in our search box. For now, enjoy this show that originally aired in 2014.
T.C. Hill is not a doctor and does not claim to be a doctor or licensed in any type of medical field. Don't be an idiot and use anything heard on the show as medical advice. This information should be used for educational purposes only, and you should contact your doctor for any medical advice. Now get off me. Welcome to Kick It Naturally. I'm Kenna McEnroe, and I'm here with T.C. Hill, author, natural health expert, producer. What's up, T.C.?
I like having clean sheets on my bed. It's fun. Mm-hmm.
You also like looking at the internet when people rip off their nipples.
Yeah, that was last week's show. Yeah, that is just really freaky to me, and it was so freaky that when we recalled last week's show, that we decided that people should not do that anymore.
Yeah, I've thought about it all week.
Uh-huh.
It can't leave my mind. I mean, I can't stop thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
And that little laughter over there that you hear is Hotty Potty Will Schmidt. What's up, Will?
Howdy, doody.
How you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good. Will has both his nipples, right, Will?
Yep.
Oh, nice. Good.
Just keep
that was just me to get him to show. All right, so if you were listening to our last show, you know that we had a plethora. I'm trying to use big words, and I'm trying
good
to
job.
Use the right ones.
Exorbitant
this time.
Magnitude.
You've got a good memory all the way from last week. Wow. Mm. We had a ton of questions about back pain, and I can talk firsthand about it. It's awful. It's one of the worst things ever. It affects everything in your life. And I think we're going to dive into questions, but if you haven't liked us on Facebook, go ahead and like us at Kick It in the Nuts. That's where we post all the topics and that we'll be doing on future shows, and you guys can post any questions you want us to cover in that show. Because we're fancy now, today's show is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at kickitinthenuts.com/audiobook. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. That's cool.
Yeah, so if you didn't hear last week's show, you can find it on iTunes by now, I'm sure. Just search for Kick It Naturally on iTunes. And we really talked from two different points of view, really. I mean, there's a lot of back issues that can be contributed to through nutritional issues that are going on. And a lot of them are alignment issues. So if we don't talk about your specific issue, listen to last week's show because we probably already covered a lot of it. But Will, do you have anything you wanted to overview before we get right into questions?
Yeah, just to recap, like, don't start with this episode. Listen to the first one first because we do explain a lot. Like, and that's, I think, why we got through so few questions. So it'd be good to start with that one. And then there's a lot of information about the body alignment stuff and pain relief videos. If you go to a page I made especially for this and last week's episodes of this podcast, if you go to mybodyofknowledge.net/painrelief, you can get the gist of what body alignment is all about and why it matters with back pain, as well as there's a link right there to a lot of videos that might be able to help you get out of pain.
Just remember what we talked about last week, that either if you're going to fix things nutritionally or through body alignment, even though you can find some relief either way, if it's dealing with your specific cause, relatively quickly, it may take time to completely fix the problem. It will take actual work and actual effort to deal with a lot of these issues. So don't look for, I want to take a pill and have it all go away, because it's just not going to happen.
I mean, I've done everything. Chiros, acupuncture, I've gotten hypnotized, everything for pain. And I would say that Tony and Will, and also my chiropractor, the one I'm seeing now, they're the ones that help me the most, for sure. So they know what they're talking about. So go back and listen to the first episode, and shall we just dive right in?
Yeah, let's start with Mandy.
Since we have 70 pages. Okay, Mandy from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I've had severe sciatic pain for over 20 years. Drugs don't work anymore. Stretching just hurts worse. Any ideas to help? Also, Iofi, that's a different...
That's a name.
Yeah. What can relieve sciatica without having to take meds or go for surgery? And Heather, I get sciatic pain frequently, and different things trigger it because trigger it, but usually cleaning, vacuuming, and scrubbing tubs. It started with my second pregnancy 13 years ago. Are there stretches that I can do or exercises to help prevent this type of pain with these activities?
Nope. Next questions.
There's more. Steven from Austria. Sciatica. Prevention by stretching and just keeping active. I have been reminded as of Saturday morning and how important it is to keep on stretching.
So, Will, why don't you cover that? And I have something I want to throw at you, too, in there, too, about sciatica.
Yeah. So, when I first started as an exercise therapist, I've never had sciatica, but I've worked with hundreds of people that have. And it scared me because it's so intense. Like, people are really in pain. It's not like my knee hurts. It's like my spine and leg is on fire. Uh-huh. It can be awful. And now it doesn't scare me at all anymore because it becomes the more like experience you have as a posture therapist, the more quickly you can realize what's triggering that person's sciatic pain. And it's not obvious to the person if they don't know what good alignment looks like. And stretching, like even the motions that feel like that should help it, like, oh, if I just pull on this muscle because my hamstring feels tight, could make it worse. Because what you want to fix is the position of the spine and you want to change the compression on the nerve. And just stretching your hamstring doesn't necessarily do that. For a lot of people, it pulls the spine further into its imbalance and creates more pressure on the spine, which is why a lot of people are frustrated with, stretching just makes it worse. I can't do this or that. I can't do any activities or I'm bending. And usually there's a particular position that is the worst, and then there's one that feels like maybe the most tolerable. Like for some people, standing is horrific. For other people, sitting is horrible. For some people, they only feel relief if they lay on their stomach. For some people, they only feel relief if they lay on their side. And that all depends on what position that and what angle that position is pushing the spine in. Is it pushing it further into the imbalance and increasing the compression on the nerve, or is it pulling it out of compression? So you may need to like check out the pain relief videos that I have for low back pain, or go find me online, contact me, and we can work online through Skype video calls, or find an Egoscue clinic. I was trained in the Egoscue method, and they're usually, if you're with a good therapist, it can be fantastically effective, and they have online services as well as lots of clinics all over the country. When you correct your postural imbalances, it can create immediate relief, like in the moment during that same session, not like 4 weeks from then, but like it can happen within that very hour, or it could happen within a few days. When you have the right exercises, that it's usually that kind of quick. Sometimes it takes maybe a couple weeks, but you can feel a shift in improvement as soon as your posture changes, and that can happen during the first session. So just know that you've got to look at your body alignment, and you have to have a good therapist to help you understand what positions right now are making things worse and what are making them better, and then do the exercises that will help retrain your posture to be more correct.
And before I had a better understanding of what sciatic pain was, I tried to do some research, and I found a lot of people that were using vibration plates, and I used that with some of my clients. And if you don't know what it is, it's just that it's like a little plate that you stand on it, and it just kind of shakes, and it's not like that. Those old shake belt things where the people used to think that they could just shake the cellulite off on their body. But it can be very beneficial for other situations of just basically stimulating your body at the cellular level. And it can bring a lot of benefits that way. But so I used it with some clients that were having sciatic pain. They actually found some improvement. And was it a situation where they were just maybe was just lucky enough to shake the pinch out, you know, kind of thing, where they weren't pinching that nerve anymore?
I would think that how those can be potentially helpful is by activating the stabilizers in your body that are currently inactive. Mm-hmm. So your back, if you have sciatic pain, you're almost definitely, your posture is imbalanced, and almost always your low back is overactive. It's doing the work that your hips and leg muscles and gait muscles and postural stabilizer muscles are not doing. when you sit, just your upper body's active. Your pelvis and your lower body is like completely off almost all day. And most of us sit almost all day. So we don't have a lot of functionality or coordination or activation of those muscles. So when you go on something like the vibration plate, all of a sudden, all these little stabilizers throughout your whole body, from the bottom of your feet up through all of your leg muscles and your pelvis, are all of a sudden be like, whoa, hold on, do something, like stabilize, right? And that's what they're supposed to be doing all the time. So those little balance challenges can help transfer the work from the low back to the stabilizers in the pelvis and legs. And that, I would say, most likely the reason why those could help.
You know, and a lot of people that do sit for their job or for work, and they're sitting for hours at a time, I did hear something interesting that there's an app that's called like Time Out or something like that, and you can run it on your computer in the background and set it for specific times. And it just kind of reminds you to, hey, get up for, you know, 30 seconds or something, walk around for a second, just to keep from having that constant sitting there, because just sitting there can do a lot more damage than just to your back. Even just your eyes looking at that two-dimensional screen for so long can have detrimental effects. So just getting up and walking around for 30 seconds every 30 or 45 minutes can really bring some benefits.
Yeah, I encourage a lot of my clients to do that, to get up occasionally and just do like one or two of the exercises from like the pain relief videos. And they'll learn, like if they're doing them, they'll learn which ones they need to do and when. And they don't take long. Like you can really get yourself out of pain in like a minute or 30 seconds even sometimes when you do the right thing. If you don't know which stretches are going to help you, it's not going to be as effective, obviously. But if you learn a few from like the pain relief videos that I've got posted, or from any of Pete Egoscue's books like Pain Free or Pain Free at Your PC, you can find on both of those on Amazon, then you can just do really quick little stretch breaks in less time, the same amount of time it take you to get up and get a glass of water or go to the bathroom. Right. You can fit in a stretch or two.
And it's just a matter of making those things a habit.
Yeah. And also, I am a fan of plyo balls. Do you know what those are? Those like inflatable big rubber balls that are at the gyms.
We use them for dodgeball. Yeah. They're supposed to use them for something else.
No, I mean the big ones that you would like do crunches on, but you can sit on them. They're like the size of a beach ball. Mm-hmm.
Not like medicine balls, though.
No, not a medicine ball. Something that's
more
bigger.
Squishy.
Like, so you can sit as high as you would at a chair.
Okay, it's big. Okay.
And what's great about that is your legs are kind of always on when you're sitting on one of those. You can't just lean on something. So you're creating more activity in your pelvis and your gait muscles, and you're forced to kind of keep more centered. So for a lot of people, that's a really good stimulus that they can just fit into their day.
Right. And maybe they're not using it the whole day, but if you just fit it in for periods of the day, it could be helpful.
Yeah. It's not nearly as important as correcting your posture, but it's a good adjunct.
It's something, yeah. And before we move on, just since a lot of the people listening to this show may have had back surgeries in the past, when I was talking about those vibration plates, they do say don't use this if you have like bionic parts and, you know, things that are screwed together and stuff, because the shaking is pretty drastic and you can...
It could potentially make things way worse.
Right, yeah. Right.
I got a screw loose, literally. All right. Colette, I'm kidding. We spent the whole show on Colette last time, so she's back. No, Dawn from Jackson, New Jersey. I suffer from chronic pain on a daily basis. I have herniated discs on C4 and C5 and severe sciatica that radiates down my right leg. I get injections, but the pain just returns after a few months. An MRI showed that I have a syrinx on my spine. Can this horrible pain be associated with the syrinx or is it sciatica and herniated disc just extremely painful? Colette, I had a breast reduction and it does help with neck and back pain. Still have pain though, so if you like them, keep them. I got a lift also, so I'm happy with the turnout, but pain is not making me happy. I really didn't read that, and that's funny that she said that, because that was from questions last week.
From Colette's question.
From Colette's question last week. Michael, hey Don, if you have seen an x-ray of your neck, it should have the shape of a banana or a bucket handle from a side view. If it's straight, then that's why you're experiencing problems. Which is a big thing too, because I have a straight neck, and the chiro was like, that's a big part of it.
And it's good that we did get one more vote for Colette not to get a breast reduction surgery. Yeah, yeah. Keep even from coming. Someone who had one. Yeah.
Do you want to get, talk about that?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So when they say C4, C5, that means your neck, like the lower part of your neck. And the spine has reciprocal curves throughout it, which means like if you have a hyperextended lower back, usually the person's upper back is going to go into hyperflexion or upper excessive rounding, and that's called lordosis kyphosis. And then the
that's what I call it too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. It's a street name.
I just call it an S.
Yeah. So, and then the cervical spine would also have an exacerbated rounding. Was our word of the day from last week? Also brought to you this week by exacerbated. The letter E. So. Those curves of the spine are reciprocal, and they're working to keep you upright. Your head and shoulders and hips, knees and ankles should all be vertically aligned, and your body's doing the best it can to try to keep that position happening. So, for example, if your hips are too far forward, your body's going to shove your upper back to counterbalance that. And it's this big counterbalancing thing. So if you have a, like you said, a straight neck, it's because of a compensation pattern that's happening throughout the whole body. Mm-hmm. You don't benefit from just trying to like force a curve back into your neck. That's not going to help. That's almost as faulty as like orthotics. Like the idea of like, if you just put an arc thing in your shoe to get the arc back in your foot, then things will be better. But you haven't corrected the reason why the arc collapsed in the first place.
Is which, arc the same as arch?
Arch. Yeah. the arch. And they're all integrated. And the first like sort of rule of the Egoscue method is that the body's a unit and it works together. So you can't just focus on one part of your spine and try to force it into the right position. You got to look at the posture as a whole, just like you got to look at the person's body chemistry as a whole and do stuff to push it all back towards balance.
But I think the answer to her question is yes. You know, those issues of a sciatica or a herniated disc can be extremely painful in some situations. And, you know, the shot is not the answer to the problem. It's you don't have this pain because you had a shot deficiency or whatever shot that you're taking.
Yeah, what was the shot?
She didn't say what it was, but
probably steroids.
Usually an epidural.
Epidural.
Yeah. So, but there really is no way to tell, even for a doctor who has an MRI right in front of him, to know exactly which of these 3 to 7 issues is causing the most pain, just because everything is so connected and, you know, a pinch here can cause pain down there and such like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you want to look at correcting your overall body alignment, and all these things, these issues can kind of start to get better and fix themselves most of the time.
Every time Will says body alignment, I straighten up.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. I noticed Nina was sitting up straight better during this episode too.
Okay, David, don't want to use painkillers for sciatic, diabetic
neuropathy.
Neuropathy, that's what it is. What else is there?
What's
neuropathy? Neuropathy.
Pain in your extremities and.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's basically
because diabetes.
Yeah, so it causes damage to the nerve endings, and the high sugars do so. Something you could do is be less diabetic. They're going to think I'm being a jackass.
Sugar. Yeah. Now we go back to the sugar and inflammation.
Yeah, but the reality is that if you're a type 2 diabetic, and that's the situation, and this neuropathy is caused because your blood sugar is too high, you may not know that you do have the option of becoming less diabetic. People do it every single day. So if you don't know that that's an option for you and that you can make changes nutritionally into the way your body chemistry is functioning, then you should do 2 things. You should start by reading Kick Your Fat in the Nuts and do the actual work. Do the tests and look at your physiology. And then you should also take our 12-week fat loss course on kickitinthenuts.com, because all the videos and all the meal plans and all that kind of stuff that walk you through how to lower your blood sugar, you can do it. You can actually improve that situation if you're willing to do the work, and then you could likely see a lot of improvement to the neuropathy situation as well.
Cool. Christopher from Pocatello, Idaho. I'm dealing with undiagnosed upper back pain that is affecting my rib cage. My massage therapist has said that there is layer upon layer of damaged muscle tissue. Scarring is what he said. He's not a doctor, so I'm not taking his word for it. Is it possible for something like this to happen, and what can one do about scar tissue inside the body? Thanks.
One thing before I let Will go off is I don't know if he was saying that you were having pain because of scar tissue, because scar tissue doesn't contain nerve endings, so that's not going to actually be a painful situation to have. But scar tissue could cause things to be misaligned, I imagine, or the other situation, the underlying causes could still be there as well.
Yeah. I mean, you could have scar tissue that is restricting movement, sure, for example, that would create, sort of dysfunctional movement patterns that could relate to pain elsewhere in the body, or just feel like tight when you try to articulate the movements when they're restricted by scar tissue. But more likely is that your body's out of alignment. And I'm probably going to start sounding like a broken record like this, but you can have scar tissue, do exercise to correct your posture, and then be out of pain. And you still have scar tissue, or was it just like tension in the muscles because of your postural misalignment?
Right. So, yeah. Because a lot of times, I've had clients that you try to massage their back and there's these huge knots and they really feel like scar tissue.
What clients have you ever massaged their back?
Colette, when you used to train Colette.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because I always wanted to get a back massage from
people,
Tony.
Other trainers in the gym are always massaging their clients.
And we don't get that.
All the girls are like, how come they're doing it? And I say, well, they're nice. I'm not nice.
Right.
But anyways, so if somebody has all these knots in their back, a lot of times it can be from calcium deposits, from calcium being pulled out of tissues, and then it just gets deposited in like these tissues in the wrong place that develop these knots. And that's why it's an interesting thing that, you know, sometimes muscles are tight, and you can improve it through nutrition, or you could also improve the tightness through manipulation. And it kind of makes me wonder, you know, is that manipulation opening up those tissues and allowing calcium to get in there to allow the muscle to relax more? I have no idea. But there are a lot of situations where you could go at it from two different angles, either manipulatively or not like being manipulative or nutritionally. So you got to kind of wonder, well, if it can see improvement from two different angles, you know, how do those meet somehow? And you got to imagine they do.
Yeah. And you can do even like all three approaches of like body alignment, hands-on treatment and nutrition and feel awesome, you know, and some may be more appropriate for people than others, depending on what's causing your issues. But I talked more at length last time about knots being related to the learned resting tension lengths of muscles. Like if you have an elevated, like one shoulder's higher than the other, a muscle's holding it there, you know, and so you're going to have a knot in that muscle because it's learned to hold that amount of tightness to keep your body straight and upright, or what it thinks is straight and upright. So it's going to stay there, even if you like beat it out and have some masseuse do trigger point therapy and take a magnesium epidural or whatever, you know, it's going to still flex into that shortened position because it thinks that's straight. And for whatever reason, maybe you sprained your ankle when you were 10 and you developed like an elevated hip and now your shoulder's high too. Like they're all connected like a spider web, you know, if you put your finger in one little point in the spider web, it pulls all the fascia out of position. There's a great book called Body Trains that shows that like all of the muscles and connective tissues are all connected through fascia, just like a spider web. If you push one part, everything gets out of alignment.
It's good, but Nina doesn't want you to talk about spiders anymore.
Sorry.
She might edit the whole thing out of the show.
So yeah, fix your alignment and those little knots can kind of disappear.
Cool. All right, Tish, try the topical pain cream Dermatron. It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't have any experience with this, but it's basically like a drug cream. And I did look up some stuff about it, and I found all these people saying, worst mistake I'd ever made.
My skin has aliens.
Yeah, it's apparently like it just trashes the skin, but only for some people. Like it seemed like it was like 1% of the population it does annoying things to the skin, and other people it does okay. But still, it is a drug, and when you put a drug topically on the system, what happens is some of that drug can get stored in the fats and the tissues under your skin, and then they can be released later. So as you continue to put this on there, you have no control of how your body is releasing it, and your dose can be it can get exacerbated, can't it?
Exacerbated, yeah.
I'm not even a fan of suntan lotion. I was just talking with one of my clients who's a pharmaceutical rep, and he's like, there's a lot of studies that show that suntan lotion causes more cancer than sunburns.
Absolutely. I've seen a lot of data.
That's ridiculous.
I've seen a lot of data.
And you're talking about lotion, not sunscreen.
No, same.
Sunscreen.
Oh, the same sunscreen? Yeah. Okay, because I wear sunscreen every day. Great.
Yeah, good job.
Killing myself. I'm trying not to kill myself. I'm killing myself. Okay. Ladite.
Lady T.
I was in a car accident in 2011. I had two slip discs in my cervical lumbar. My surgery went well. I have pain every now and then. The surgery was 12 to 12. So December 2nd, 2012. Okay, my first lower lumbar, L4, and then L5 surgery was on the L4.
1-4.
13 or 1-3? What? Was on, January 4th, 2013. Okay. I'm still having pain. I've had therapy, injection, had my second back surgery on the same lower lumbar. They went in through my stomach the first time. Second time, oh, good Lord, through my back. January 17th, 2014, still having pain, and I'm still going to therapy to this day. I'm on Norco and Flexeril. The Norco I take up to 5 pills a day. They help control the pain to a minimum. All my surgeries were fusions, and I have no bone growth in my fusions. They also put me on bone stimulator. No bone growth yet. Any advice? Dang.
Yeah, so before...
Spell out your words.
Before Will talks about all that stuff, one thing to look at is like the bones... You know, when people are having osteoporosis type of stuff, a lot of the drugs that they use for bone stimulation growth do thicken the bone, but it's not like live bone. It just like makes it more dense, but not stronger. So if you don't have the ability to regrow bone, you're going to want to look at some digestive issues and make sure that your body has the ability to bring in the nutrients that your body needs to create new bone and to rebuild things. And you'll also want to make sure that you're not overly catabolic. And you can do that on our free 4-week digestion course. It teaches you how to do all the self-tests and such. But as far as the other stuff that she's dealing with, and I understand the pain meds if you don't know that you have any other options, because the pain is, it's not fun. You know, I understand that people want to be able to function as a human. Oh, I think I ended. I ended at a weird sentence. I just shut it down.
Yeah, it's okay. So, like, I totally get it. Like, being on pain relief medication when you're in that kind of situation totally makes sense. And the big problem with it is that they're super toxic medications that,
yeah.
And it's not our, we're not telling you do or don't take your medication. That's illegal and we don't do that. But if I was in that situation, I would be excited to find a form of exercise therapy that got my pain to kind of dissipate naturally.
Right.
And then I would feel more free to start to reduce and then eliminate my drug usage and start working on correcting my body chemistry and digestion, because those drugs impair your liver function, which impairs your nutrient absorption. So it's going to be harder for your body to rebuild itself if you're taking those meds. If you can find exercises that help you get out of pain, you won't need those meds. So then you can start working on both things more effectively, correcting your alignment and then building up your nutrition.
Right. It's all about doing the work to qualify to not need meds.
Yeah.
It's not about just stopping meds.
Yeah. So check out the I'd highly recommend you read Pete Egoski's book, Pain Free, which is available on Amazon.com. And then you can also check out my website, mybodyofknowledge.net/painrelief, to get a summary of that and find some helpful pain relief videos you can get started with.
Mosin, mid-back tightness. Have to crack it to release the tension. Piss take.
I got to think that was a typo. I'm not sure why.
Piss take.
Well, I don't know why you throw in piss take at the end of that.
I don't know.
I'm thinking that was a typo.
And usually it's a spit take. Or
Will, do you have an opinion of... you know, people that are, you know, always cracking to get to.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's bad. I think it's fine to do. I know personally, like, every joint that I've broken cracks. And it's just, there's like tension in those things and they don't articulate the way they used to. And it's not a good thing or a bad thing to say. It's just a thing. If you're feeling like that's going to fix you though, you're wrong. Right. It's not, you don't need, in my experience, you don't need a chiropractor to go in and make your bones crack. You need to correct your body alignment, which is like the goal that the chiropractor has in mind. It's just your body has to learn to hold itself in correct alignment and to move correctly. And it doesn't do that by someone just like jolting your spine to make it crack or any joint to make it crack. It has to learn, just like you'd teach yourself to play guitar or something, like it has to practice and it has to practice correctly.
And we forgot to play that song last week. So yeah. We'll have you play a song.
It's coming. It'll be the outro music.
Yeah, it'll be the outro.
Nicole, I had Cushing's syndrome. While having a pituitary adenoma removed, I had CSF leakage and had to have a spinal tap for a week. Since then, I've had horrible pain on the lower mid-right side. Is it possible they pinched a nerve? Is there any way to relieve without pain medication? I had a spinal tap when I was like a baby.
I've watched the movie Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
Awesome. I think it was pituitary edema.
And
CSF is cranial sacral fluid.
Leak.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not adenoma?
No. Okay.
That was her spelling.
Yeah. That's serious. I don't know much about Cushing's syndrome, do you?
Well, it's a situation where for one reason or the other, the body is making like a crazy amounts of cortisol, and so they say that it can be a situation with the pituitary or the adrenal making too much of one hormone that causes cortisol to go up, and I don't know. I don't have a clue
that's
of how all
that
works.
Makes your face rounder or something.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But it kind of makes me wonder: was something going on? Was it a stress situation? And was that jacking up the cortisol as well? Because, you know, with all of these structural pains, stress counts a lot. You know, I mean, if your body is already under stress, it's going to cause a lot of issues that can cause muscles to be tighter in one area and jack things all over the place.
Yeah. It makes me think, too, just like the general nutrition imbalances that we have in our society. Like Ray Pete has a really great article about gelatin, stress, and aging, I think is the title of it. You go to raypete.com. But there he talks about how the sort of imbalanced ratios of amino acids that we have really push our cortisol levels and estrogen levels all out of whack. So it's something to look at to see, like, why would your hormones be so crazy? Why would your cortisol levels be off? And one thing you can look at if you go through the free course we have on kickingthenuts.com on correcting digestive issues is you can figure out if your body's really in one particular imbalance or another, like the catabolic state or the sympathetic nervous system state or the slow oxidizer imbalance, because all those things are going to push your hormones out of whack and might have been the fundamental root cause of why you were experiencing such excessive cortisol levels.
And your question about, is it possible if they pinched a nerve? Well, sure, you know, anything's possible, but it's also possible, like we talked about last week, that you can injure your spine but not feel any pain if it's not impinging on any type of nerve, and that can just happen later for any number of reasons.
Raquel, Church Point, Louisiana, bulging disc, bad back, and neck pain.
Everything else Will already said.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Sally, yeah. What can you do when massage, pain meds, ice packs, and heat packs don't work? Can it be stress? You were just talking about stress.
Ooh, we're doing the thing where they ask the question right after we talk
mm-hmm.
about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one thing I would say is to don't get discouraged if you haven't found your solution yet. And also don't necessarily think it's all in your head. You know?
Yeah.
It can be stressful, but I think it's more often there's some other really fundamental things, like even if it is stress, but then you start doing stuff to correct your body alignment or taking steps to fix your nutrition, that can give you a sense of control and have a placebo effect on your brain that, oh, now I'm doing the right thing. So it right. could resolve that, or you could have a real fundamental like postural imbalance or nutritional imbalance.
Yeah, it could be a lot of things. I mean, if you listen to these last two shows we've had, when we talked about possible underlying causes for different issues, it's been a lot. You know, I mean, the body mining itself, not having the ability to rebuild tissue, all the alignment stuff. I mean, there's a lot of different options that could happen. So it may take you a while to figure out what's going on with you.
Greg from Victoria, British Columbia. At my limit, two herniated discs, surgery unsuccessful, sciatica pain continuous, cortisone injections last 10 days. What should I do? Wow.
Geez, you don't want to keep having cortisone shots like that. That's not that great.
I mean, all this stuff is really serious and scary, and I still have the same recommendations. Start by working with your body alignment. Check out Pete's book, Pain Free. Check out mybodyknowledge.com/painrelief and find the videos there that can help you start to get out of pain. And don't feel hopeless, because there's definitely a lot of progress you can make in a very short span of time, usually, by working on your body alignment. And it's usually completely overlooked and even dismissed by your doctors.
Right. And because it's free.
It's easy. You know, so yeah, it doesn't involve
No doctor is going to be trained in teaching you how to do something that's free. But one thing that's great about Will's videos is that the exercises are very benign. You're not jumping up and down and landing on your face or something. It's things that you can do if you're in a position where it's hard to move, you know, or where it's painful to do things. You can start very easy.
Yeah. I mean, some of them you can literally take a nap in, like you're laying on your back with your knees up on a chair or something like that. And that's usually where people like that start. They're like just passive, like positions that you just lay in. You don't need any fancy equipment. It's just you and maybe a couch and the floor, you know? And
we're assuming you have a floor.
Hopefully. If you don't have a floor,
I don't have a floor.
That's your first problem.
Right.
If you're like swimming all the time.
Yeah. You shouldn't be listening to us on a new iPod. Yeah. You should be investing in a floor.
So, yeah, start with those and be excited about the possibility that you can get out of pain, even with all these, like, damaged, you know, anatomy in your back.
Jillian, I'm a young woman who has dealt with constant lower back pain for over 5 years. What can I do to eliminate it?
When it's a young woman like that, I really like to, especially when she's dealing with lower back pain, I want to know where her nutrition is, where her minerals are. So look at your blood pressure and listen to last week's show where we talk about how the body can pull a lot of stuff out of there and see if you're in a position for your body's mining itself. I think that's the first step in that situation. And of course, none of the alignment stuff hurts. Do that either.
Oh, no, absolutely. Most girls tend to hyperextend their knees, and that causes excessive like arch in the low back and rounding in the upper back. And a lot of girls too like will slouch on purpose because they don't want to stick their chest out because they don't want to get stared at too much.
Right.
So those postural imbalances will end up putting a lot of stress on the neck and shoulders and low back and shins. And so there's work to do to help correct that.
So Colette, be proud of those big girls.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Put them out there. Instead of getting hunched over. David from Lemoore, California. All back surgery is exploratory, and statistics give people only 15% since no one is the same. I learned the hard way since one bulging herniated disc turned into three. Education is key. Don't rely on doctors. Doctors told me 75% positive recovery, only 37, and I have trouble dressing myself and doing normal things and daily activities. Angeline, Denver, Colorado. Surgery was the worst thing I ever did. Several discs, bulge, C surgery, arthritis, tried everything. Trudy, Salzburg, Austria. After 7 lower back surgeries and lots of screws and bolts in 3 years time, I'm worse off now than I was before. Just started taking Nurotin for nerve pain. Refused to take pain meds. Can't sleep, stand, walk, or sit for more than 15 minutes at a time. Have had many injections before any surgeries that didn't help. Now what? Jason, avoid surgery at all costs, unless you have several opinions stating that you will become paralyzed or permanent nerve damage.
So a lot of votes for surgery.
Yeah. And Jason, where were you before she had the surgeries, okay?
Yeah, and, you know, when you look at back surgery, and I'm sure there's a lot of situations where people feel it's necessary and that it may even be necessary in some situations, but it's kind of like knee surgery. There's so many things that you can do for knee pain, both physically and nutritionally. But once somebody goes in and starts cutting things up, I mean, there's really no telling what's going on and how to fix what has been done.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the time, I think you should start with the least invasive. You should almost always start with the least invasive sort of treatment and see how much progress you can make from there.
Right.
I'm not totally against surgery, though. I've seen it really, really help people. Like, if you have a fully degenerated hip, a hip replacement can be amazing. And right. It can really fix you.
Like, and they almost have that surgery down to where it's like a drive-through surgery.
Yeah,
now,
you're walking on it the next day. Like, it can be incredible. So there, and sometimes, like, if you have a torn ACL, you got to fix that.
Yeah, right.
You
know? Right.
And it can really help, and it'll take a little rehab. But, like, certain surgeries are totally appropriate and awesome that they can do that. But in a lot of cases, especially with back pain, you're not fixing the reason why the spine is out of position. And it's such like a intricate, complex, like chain that just like fusing part of it is really kind of short-sighted. It's like, how well would your bike chain work if you fused a couple of those little links?
Right.
Like, it's every time you pedal, it's going to like act weird, you know? So that's, I think, one reason why there's a lot less like success with back pain. And why I think a lot of times in this one study they did, like, placebo effect of fake back surgeries worked even better than real back surgeries, where they just pretended to put the person under and do surgery, and they're like, oh, I feel so much better, but they didn't do anything.
Right, right.
They even did that with knee surgery, and placebo was...
And studied the people for 2 years.
Yeah,
right?
And they're like, it's awesome now. You know, uh-huh. They did nothing. They didn't. They just cut the skin open. You know, it's like incredible, like how powerful the mind is. But if you can like avoid back surgery and try to work on your alignment first and try to work on your nutrition first, you may be really, really happy with the results. And even if you have been through a bad back surgery, there's still a lot of great like results you can get in pain relief and improved functionality if you do these things, so correct your alignment.
Right, because having a surgery doesn't mean that something was damaged in that surgery. Even if your pain is worse after the surgery, it could just be that your issue is building,
yeah,
and just degenerating more. So that doesn't mean that you can't do the steps to improve it.
Renee from Hellville. I don't know if that's real or what. But get out of Hellville, Renee. That's your first thing. Middle back pain that causes headache and seizures like tremors throughout the day and night. No relief, and doctors have done all tests without success, diagnosing, or solutions. Help, please.
Well, she said please.
Uh-huh. So we will.
So I feel like, you know, Will, when there's seizure-like tremors in muscles, I kind of think of, you know, tissues that are contracting and an inability to relax, you know, kind of like a twitch kind of thing, you know, maybe even magnified. And doing things like magnesium and getting calcium to the right place may improve that situation, but could it also be caused just by something impinging in the wrong area?
Yeah, and it can also be caused by constant strain and misposition. Like, you know, sometimes you'll see like a hunchbacked older person and their head's constantly shaking.
Right.
That's because their neck is exhausted, you know, trying to hold their head up like against a lot of vertical stress, you know, because their head is so far in front of their shoulders. And like that sort of like constant strain can be exacerbated by like biochemical imbalances and like calcium deficient, energy deficient muscle tissues and things like that. So you should definitely look at your posture, your body alignment, do some exercise to fix that, and also go through our free digestive issues course to see what body chemistry imbalances are there and start working on those too.
Steve from Chicago, Illinois. Y'all are not going to believe this. Yoga. But you have to stick with it. Eat healthy and drink plenty of water. Oh, did I mention stick with it?
Yoga can be helpful and it can also make you worse. It's kind of like saying, eat right.
Right.
You know,
the opinion on how to eat right is as varied as how to do yoga.
Yeah, like I know lots of people that hurt themselves in yoga.
Yeah.
Like a lot of time, you know.
Some stretches just aren't for certain things.
Yeah.
You know, you need your own stretch for what's going on in your body.
Yeah, and you need to be cued correctly for you, because like when you try to do a stretch that could be helpful, you're probably going to do it in your lousy way, you know, because that's your body's habit of like doing a lunge. Like, you'll probably overuse your back and not get hip extension and not activate the right muscles, and your back will feel worse. But if you have like a trained professional that can help guide you through that and do it right, you can get incredible results. And there's also, like, if you go to a yoga class, it's a class, it's a general thing for
there's
whatever.
There's a lot of people in there. Yeah. They're not like coming up to you specifically.
Yeah, it's like going to an optometrist and he gives you a pair of reading glasses. You know, it's like, but he didn't do any examination on your eyes. It's like, are these going to help you? I don't know, you know. So it really takes customized like approach. And you can check out, if you really need help, you can go to an Egoscue clinic. You can check that out at egoscue.com and find a clinic near you. Or you can contact me through my website and we can work through Skype, or if you're in LA, we can work in person. But a lot of times it does take that customized, like, individual attention to help get you set straight.
And you know what I realized we haven't talked about? Could you talk about the correlation between lower back pain and tight hamstrings?
Sure. Well, like, most of the, like, for a lot of people, they can have tension in their hamstrings because those muscles are asked to be on all the time because of where the load joints are. When you think of the load joints or load points, your head, shoulders, hips, knees, and ankles should all be perfectly vertically aligned. But for a lot of people, that's not the case. Like, their head and shoulders are too far forward, and so the muscles in the back are constantly working against gravity to keep them upright. So things like your neck extensors and your traps and your low back and your hamstrings and maybe your calves are all working all the time whenever you're upright, or when you're even when you're seated, because they just learn to be on, or they're holding you up because you're slouching. So those muscles never get to relax. And when you ask them to stretch, they're like, they won't let go because they have such a, like, a constant demand to be on and tight. And that's like how you get around in the world. It's kind of like if you were to ask to hold the flagpole, if you hold it really upright, it doesn't take much work. But if you tilt it forward, now all of a sudden certain muscles have to work really hard the whole time to fight against the falling forward. So if you can correct your posture and get your body to be vertically aligned right and symmetrical side to side, then your hamstrings can relax. It's not that you need to strengthen them or keep pulling on them to stretch them. You need to, like, change the whole orientation of your body.
All right. Gail, left-sided neck pain for years. Nobody can tell me why.
We're keeping it a secret.
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yep. For sure. You're off.
Posture.
You're out of balance from one side to the other. If you look in the mirror, you can probably tell one shoulder's higher than the other. Your ear's closer to one shoulder than the other, or one foot points out more than the other, one hip's higher than the other. So you want to work on your balance, your left to right weight distribution, and the position of your low joints. I've talked about vertical alignment, but from the front view, the way the body should look is your shoulders and hips should be horizontal, like parallel to the ground, and your feet and knees should be pointed straight ahead and stacked directly beneath your hips. And if you had a plumb line, like, hanging from your nose, it should be able to, like, run vertically straight down the center of your body, dividing it in half. And there's a diagram of that. If you go to my webpage, mybodyofknowledge.com/painrelief, you'll see what ideal posture looks like. And then you can assess yourself and see what's off, and then start working to fix it.
All right. Lisa, doctors don't believe me because it doesn't reflect on MRIs. So no help from the medical community.
And that kind of sucks, because I'll look at something and I'll look at, oh, well, nothing's broken, so have a good day. So yeah, I understand that that can be very frustrating, but just know that there are answers out there. You just have to be willing to do the work.
All right. Sherry from New Lisbon, Wisconsin, looking at a second surgery, L4-5 done last time, had relief for 7 months and then it came back. Physical therapy isn't working and walking hurts. So does quilting and baking.
Well, if you're power baking, you know, that's tough. But I get the point. Like, when your back is jacked, brushing your teeth is horrible.
Anything.
Like, everything you do sucks.
Yeah, there's been times where I can't move. Like, you're frozen. You cannot move. If you move anything, you scream, you know, in those moments. Ugh.
Yeah, but I mean, this, and kind of like back at Lisa's thing, when the MRIs don't show it, like, if you just stop for a second and just think logically, like, if you were, say, standing in line at Disneyland for 3 hours and, like, reading a book while you're waiting to get on the next ride, and you're looking down at your book the whole time, it's not going to be that confusing why your neck feels tight and sore, right? Because your head's down and you have to hold it up like that. When your posture's a little bit off all the time, you don't necessarily notice it because you think you're standing upright. You think you're straight. You think you're just standing, right? But if you're pitched forward a couple inches for 40, 50 years, right, that's a lot of tension, you know? And it creates some real tense knots and imbalanced movement patterns. So just because you can't see anything blaringly like impinging a nerve on an MRI, you can look in a mirror and think logically for a second and be like, oh yeah, gravity. That would make that tight. Yeah.
Hmm. Mayo, Shreveport, Louisiana. Bulging disc at L4, L5, and S1. Degenerative disc disease, spinal stenosis, and there's no telling what else I haven't been able to see. As I haven't been able to see a doctor in almost 2 years. I can't cough and walk at the same time. Severe pain. Refuse surgery. Won't take narcotic pain meds now because that's all the doctors want to do. Is throw pills at you and then treat you like a drug seeker because you take them. No help at all and have been dealing with this for 10 plus years.
Yeah, that's a long time to be dealing with that, and that's no fun. And I think we hear from a lot of people coming up that they seem like, well, all the doctor wants to do is give me pain meds, and then when I come back and say, can I have some more, then they're like, well, you're a junkie.
He's so mean.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so
just,
mean.
That's not nice.
Yeah, and I get, this past couple of weeks, I've gotten really inspired about the idea of trying to share the basics of, like, health self-care that we try to teach people about with their body chemistry and their what they can do with their body alignment. Because physical education in like public and even private schools is a joke.
It's not
kickball. You don't actually learn anything about your body. And if you were to learn these things in grade school, whether it's junior high or high school, like, oh, my posture should look like this, my digestion looks like this, my nutrition can be like that, it could change. Like, youth can be like rambunctious and like talk back to their doctors and talk trash. If they have just a little bit of knowledge and they can show up a doctor with that kind of information, be like, my knee doesn't hurt, my digestion's fine, I lost weight, I don't have cancer anymore, whatever. Like, they will take joy in not like depending on their doctor for meds because there's real answers out there. And I'm trying to be inspired to like reform our public education.
I mean, it would be amazing if all children could learn the things that you and Tony teach, as well as like credit cards. I didn't know until after I got out of, you know, school and I got my first credit card. I didn't know about interest and crap like that. And I'm it keeps getting more and more and more.
Right, it's weird.
And late fees and, you know, there's just so much that we need to be teaching kids that aren't taught. So, Michael from Plainfield, Illinois. It's expensive, but chiropractic care can help. Do your research and read comments on doctors in your area. Your brain communicates through your spinal cord. If you're experiencing compression, subluxation, or a variety of problems with your spine, it will affect your organs as well.
And they can. There's a lot of things in the body that can be affected when things are jacked up and signals are being sent to the wrong area or not being sent correctly.
I like chiropractic care. I like the one I have now. I think that doing that with the stuff Will does and Tony, the stuff y'all do with the nutrition, I think it all works together. Mm-hmm. And if you can find that, then eventually maybe you wouldn't have to spend the money for a chiropractor. But it does help, and I do feel a release when I go and stuff.
Right, but I think it is kind of like the thing of eat better, because there are a lot of chiropractors out there that do some things that are not that helpful.
And I just happened to look up, this guy is also like a nutrition person and talks about all the stuff you talk about. Maybe not know as much, but that's, you know, he's kind of like mind, body, you know, spirit, everything. So I think you got to find a good one.
Yeah, I know some chiropractors, a lot of chiropractors go through the Egoscue training and they incorporate that into their thing. A lot of them are there to crack backs and collect insurance money. So if that's your kind of person who's just cracking you and not teaching you about why your back hurts and giving you exercises to do, then there's more extensive care you could get. But you're right. I do think the adjustments that they do unique to their system can be useful in conjunction
with everything else. Yeah, because if I just keep going, but I don't do any of the, you know, the posturing and all that stuff, it's going to keep coming back. Yeah. You're going to keep throwing money at chiropractors. So I agree with that. Taylor from Tiverton, Rhode Island, and knee pain.
Yeah, check out our arthritis and joint pain episode on iTunes.
Yeah, and I have a knee pain relief video on that same page, too.
Yeah, cool.
Cool. Polly from West Palm Beach, Florida. I had a spinal cord stimulator put in so I wouldn't have to take pills. It broke up, parts still inside, and never really worked, so I ended up on meds anyway. Doctors like to treat you like a junkie. Can't get half your meds. Glad weed is about to be legal. No one deserves to live like this or be treated like this. Politics.
Yeah, that's all pretty true. So, I don't understand, like, the spinal cord stimulator broke, but they left it in there?
Yeah,
like,
and now it's all in there? I want to go and call my sister right now.
Cool,
that's what
man.
She has.
Yeah,
spinal cord stimulator. Wow. Do y'all have anything to say?
I have to say that I don't like that.
Oh, okay.
I don't like any of them, what she said. I don't want her to have to deal with that. That
okay.
doesn't sound
Not
very
fun.
Nice. Yeah, Polly, I want you to do some of the stuff that Will said, because it would be very fun for you to feel better and then go in and show them that you feel better.
And then get the broken shrapnel put in there. Out.
Can you take the mechanical stuff out of my body?
Move to California or Colorado and get a weed prescription.
Sure.
Okay, Mar from Clinton, Missouri. I had tailbone and low back pain. I had my tailbone removed and felt much better. It was pretty much broke off. Whoa.
That freaks me out completely.
Yeah.
I know. When I just think about that, it hurts my tailbone.
So what does she do now?
She might have fallen on her butt and broke it. And yeah, it can heal wrong. And that can be very painful. And I'm glad that you feel better without it.
But without a tailbone, it doesn't do anything.
I mean, there's some like muscle attachments and things like that. You can get away with not being in pain still, though, if the cause of your pain was like the way it healed and was just like a lot of weird impingement and stuff. I'm glad that it worked. It's cool that you're out of pain. I would suspect maybe your movement patterns are altered a little bit, but we've seen a lot of people in the clinics that have had serious injuries and have bone length discrepancies because they like shattered their leg when they were a kid and one leg was shorter than the other and that kind of thing. And still, they get out of pain through the exercises because they teach their body like how to go through the movements like that it's designed to do, and that can release the tension patterns and make things way easier. We even had a ski instructor who had like a half inch leg length discrepancy from an injury that he had skiing, and he was able to still be on skis instructing people 8 hours a day. He would just stop every couple hours and do this little 5 minute routine, and it would get him out of back pain.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Marlo, lower back muscle seize up when I'm working out and keeps me from doing squats and heavy weights on leg and back day. Is there anything I can do for this? I also have sciatic nerve pain I have to be careful about.
Yeah.
So that's a big piece of information there at the end.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't view it as squats unless your form is horrible, but, you know, if you have sciatic pain, there's some stuff going on worth looking at.
Yeah. I mean, usually, when you do squats, you're going to put a bunch of extra work demand on your low back. And if you're a weightlifter, you probably have the normal kind of weightlifter stance of being really rounded forward in the shoulders and hyperextended in the knee, in the low back and a wide stance. So you're going to want to work on correcting your body alignment. And I'd give you the same advice that the other guy who talked about squats is doing, is go to my webpage, mybodyofknowledge.net/painrelief. And do the general alignment routine that's on that page as a warm-up to your workouts. And then after your workouts, you can do the low back pain relief, one that will help relieve the tension that you exacerbate during your workout.
We need an exacerbation count.
We need a new word. I'm tired of that word.
Every time somebody says it, a quarter in the jar. Tanya from Unadilla, New York. Never even heard of it. I have been suffering back pain for about 5 years, but so much worse the last 2 years since my car accident. But had every test in the book done, x-rays, a bunch of different blood work, which did come out positive. What's ANA? Is that some type of test or something? ANA?
I don't know.
I'm still trying to do my own research. Had MRI finally and have two bulging discs in lower back. I also have IBS, which bothers me 80% of the time. I'm only going on 29 and I feel 89. I'm always in pain, which causes me not to sleep well, which then causes me to always feel tired and cranky. Loss of patience, not eating well, headaches, stressed out about it all, which then causes me to feel even more sick. Ugh. All I have to say is back pain is like living in hell. I was referred to a pain management care place as well as soon as they ever call me.
So what, Tanya, you probably need to do is just go back and listen to every one of our episodes. All of them, because I think you just listed like every single thing, except for
menstrual cramps.
Yeah, but there's a lot of stuff going on there. And if you're dealing with IBS, that's a real problem, because if you're dealing with the diarrhea type of IBS, your body's having a hard time assimilating any nutrients because everything's going through too quickly. And if you had the constipation IBS, then your body is toxic from not being able to remove those toxins. So listen to our episode on IBS for sure, to see if you can make some corrections to help that. And then when it comes to the back stuff, do all those things.
Do the other stuff. Go to mybodyofknowledge.net/painrelief, and there's a link there to pain relief videos you can do. Read Petey Gosky's book, Pain Free, or just read the summary I have of the kind of information on that page. And get started with exercise that can help get you out of back pain, and start working on correcting your digestion by going through our free course on digestive issues at kickinthenuts.com.
Yeah, because if all that stuff is blocking your body's ability to assimilate nutrients, then tissues start to break down. That, you know, the body is going to pull nutrients out of the tissues instead. And if you can't rebuild because you don't have any building blocks, then that's going to be a problem.
Wow, that's all the questions we've got today. Woohoo! We did it. So, if you want to learn more about how to look at your own chemistry, you can read any of Tony's books or take the free 4-week digestion course at kickitinthenuts.com. You can also check out Will's body, mybodyofknowledge.net. He's got all kinds of like stretches and exercises on there for you for posture alignment and, all that kind of good stuff.
And be willing to do those. Don't just do one of them once and think, oh, I'm not 100% done.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta really do stuff.
And if they don't work, like seek like one-on-one attention, either like with me or with an Egoscue therapist or something. Like, don't just give up because you tried it once and it didn't work. And I get why you might. Like, you might be really discouraged because you've tried a lot of stuff and you're in pain and it's frustrating. But if you can grasp onto the logic, like, yeah, that makes sense. My back hurts because my posture's off. Like, then you can be willing to like go through it a little bit until you actually fix it.
Right.
These guys know their stuff, so it would not hurt to take a look at it.
And if anything, you found anything helpful in this show, then go to iTunes and leave us a review, and then we'll give you a high five.
Unless you don't like me, and then don't
mention that. Don't mention Canada.
Okay. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.